Angst, created by Opal Song for Ev. Everything should have been good. The war was over. The leaders of the separatists were dead, as were the Sith. But life didn't turn into one of Heavy's novels where nothing bad ever happened, and the most conflict was rain on a picnic. Cody was tired. So incredibly tired and betrayed by the whole world. His Vode all had chips in their heads that could turn them into flesh automatons at any moment if the wrong person got the access codes, and the Kaminoans were resisting any attempts to find out exactly where they were seated. There were only a few surgeries that had the ability to investigate and remove them, but the Republic Senate were stalling and blocking any attempt for Cody and the Vode to get access to those surgeries or to get the training to remove them themselves. The Republic itself was fracturing with the lack of trust in leadership and the depth of corruption, and the leftover remnants of the proto-empire Palpatine left. The Separatists were dissolving into infighting and were rife with abuse. And here Cody was, with a hand on his ex-general's shoulder as they watched a memorial for all the fallen Jedi. Obi-Wan was a mess. Cody had watched him grieve his friends and family, but this was something else. General Skywalker was dead, killed by Obi-Wan himself. He didn't have a place in the memorial because he turned out to be a Sith in the end. Cody'd held Obi-Wan as he wept and raged and mourned, and now he was here to support him in public. Not many Vode were here. Not after Palpatine used an order on Fox and made him attack Mace Windu. Fox was in the Jedi healing halls. His chip had short-circuited, but he still hadn't woken up. Windu leaned on a cane as he watched the memorial. Cody scanned the crowd and saw Senator Amidala standing on the opposite side of the arena. Her face was blank, but her dress was a floaty cloud of pinks and purples, complementing and highlighting the bruises around her throat. She raised her chin in acknowledgement, and Cody tightened his hand in the robes at the small of Obi-Wan's back. Her hand curled over her belly, distended with her pregnancy. Cody knew Obi-Wan was following her back to Naboo to protect her through the rest of her pregnancy. Cody wasn't allowed to leave Coruscant. None of the former Gar were. His hand clenched tighter as he watched the remnants of the Jedi Order mourn their losses and get ready to drift to the corners of the galaxy. He'd meet Obi-Wan again eventually. Eventually. The end.